Hi, this is Off the Clock, KPIA's regular look at arts and culture across the state. I'm Janet Saidi. The best novels take us somewhere, to new characters, situations in life, and of course to new places. Columbia author Lisa Safran's new book, Juno's Daughters, takes us to San Juan Island off the coast of Washington State. We get to know a single mother and her two daughters and a cast of characters that have arrived on the quiet island to put on the annual Shakespeare play. Safran is an author and the associate director of MU's Masters of Public Health program. She was in KBIA studios recently, and we spoke about writing, art, science, and how a mid-Missouri author gets inspired by her new book's setting. How did you come up with the setting for the novel?
Well, I grew up on the West Coast. I'm originally from San Francisco. I went to school in the Pacific Northwest. I went to college at University of Oregon. My husband is from Oregon. I have a lot of very warm feelings about the Pacific Northwest. When my husband and I first took our first trip together in college, we went up to the San Juan Islands and we camped out. And I love the area so much. And most of what I write actually is set on the West Coast. I've written just one story set in Missouri. Probably there's some longing and homesickness in my fiction. And also it's just a landscape that is I love to sink myself into. And when I return to places like the San Juan Islands or the San Francisco Bay Area or Portland, Oregon, I always kind of breathe a little deeper, and the smells and the pines and the water really feel like home to me, even though I am firmly rooted now in mid-Missouri as well. But there's just some part of me that will always be out there.
It seems to me like the characters are also really kind of are part of this place. Would you say that's true, or could these characters be in Columbia, Missouri as well?
Well, I think, in some ways they are. I mean, in some, my close friends will tell you that they see themselves in some of those characters, my friends in Missouri, my friends in California. So certainly they are.
Are they okay with that?
Yes, they are. one of my friends was a little nervous about reading the book, but once he did, he really liked it. And it's all a jumble. It's like, you cook a stew and you take little bits of this and little bits of that. You add spices and you mix it all up, and it's no longer just tomatoes. It's now something quite different.
You're listening to Off the Clock on KBIA. We're talking with Lisa Safran, the author of Juno's Daughters. Lisa is also the associate director of MU's Masters of Public Health program. We're talking about art, writing, the San Juan Islands, life, love, and making stew. Lisa, you wrote this incredible article for Poets and Writers about reading to your grandmother as she was dying. And you end up in this essay talking about the importance of words in relationships. But would you talk about that, how
Sure.
words end up being relationships?
Well, the essay was written shortly after my grandmother passed away. And I have been writing for, a good 10 years. And so when she was dying, I was working on something. I always have something that I'm working on, a novel. And I was also sitting with her in her last days. And she was a reader. And there were so many books that I loved in her small apartment that I would just, pass the time when she was sleeping by taking down volumes and reading. It was a hard time. I mean, I think even when a person has lived to the end of a very long and full life, it's just hard, to let them go. And so, in those times of stress, when you have a lot of competing demands and sadness, I think it's pretty easy to reevaluate kind of how you spend your time. And there were points during that summer where I thought, I have children. I have parents. I have a partner. I'm losing this wonderful woman. And why do I spend so much time alone in front of my computer imagining other people? It seemed like kind of a fruitless thing to do. But, the essay is in this latest issue of Poets and Writers, and it's in the Why We Write column. And so, it was really sitting in that apartment, though, surrounded by these books, and just remembering how much books and words and poetry meant to her, was another way of reflecting on, the value of producing art and writing and what it is actually that we're doing when we sit down with those imagined stories. Because you aren't really alone. You are really in the presence of the things you've read before And you're in the presence of the people you imagine that you're writing for and the people that you're speaking to. And so, you know, I think the journey in that essay was really about sort of rediscovering the value of making that effort to absorb what someone has said to you through words and to try to say something back.
Lisa, you work very much with your day job in the world of science as the associate director at the Masters of Public Health mm-hmm, program mm-hmm. And for MU. But of course, your writing life is very much in the art world.
Yeah.
Do the two worlds go together?
Well, you know, I'm perhaps less a science person in my job than, you know, I do administration and then I teach a global health class, or I did previously teach global health and an intro to public health class, and work a lot with graduate students who are doing the MPH program. And I actually find the two career paths very complementary, partly because I'm not much of an introvert, really. And so the public health job gives me a chance to really interact with people and mentor graduate students. I'm also very much an activist at heart. And so, you know, public health is about improving the quality of our lives and changing the world and looking at this, how we've organized ourselves. I published another essay very recently. It's in an online magazine called On the Issues magazine. And it's actually about the imaginative link between public health work and writing fiction. And the imaginative link really is that both require a great deal of imagination. Writing fiction, you have to imagine what is the best way to convey a true experience of the world to people through fiction. You know, how do you have people open your book and say, oh, that's exactly what it's like to be a single mother on an island, or that's exactly what it's like to talk to your teenage daughter, or to fall in love after a long spell of not being in love. So you're trying to find the tools to do that. And in public health, you're trying to see the world clearly enough so that you can imagine it differently and change it.
That's Columbia author Lisa Safran talking about her new book, Juno's Daughters. To see Safran's Why I Write essay in Poets and Writers, go to kpia.org. You can also check out Scarlett Robertson's terrific interview with poet Maya Angelou, who spoke to a sold-out crowd on MU's campus earlier this week. I'm Janet Saidi. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.